Skill C. Determining reasons, purposes, and attitudes. 1. Campus life.
What is that weird phone for, anyway?
The one with the blue lights?
Yeah.
That's an emergency phone. You just push the red button and you get campus security.
I guess that's a good idea. It probably works more as a deterrent than a phone, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I was just thinking that if you were going to attack somebody, you wouldn't do it anywhere near a blue light phone.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of that. It can also be used for other emergencies, though, like if you hurt yourself.
Does anybody ever use it, even when they don't have an emergency?
I think there's a pretty hefty fine if you do. I mean, if you press that button and don't say anything, they know your location and will get there pretty fast.
They know your location? That's a good idea. Sometimes you can't communicate in an emergency.
Yeah, that's why the prank calls are taken so seriously. They'll still come out here to verify that there isn't a problem, even if you don't utter a word.
So, what if you're inside and you need help?
Same as anywhere else. You call 911.
But wouldn't it be better to call campus security? I mean, they're a lot closer.
Yeah, you can call campus security and then they'll call 911. That's probably a better idea, actually.
Yeah, but then again, you're not going to take the time to look up the number during an emergency.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea to keep the number by your phone.
And what about those campus phones? For a normal call, you have to dial 9 first. So, do you have to dial 9911 or does 911 work automatically?
No, I think you do have to dial 9911.
That's good to know.
Another thing, campus security has 2 numbers. You have to make sure you're calling the right one.
What's the other one for?
Non-emergency situations.
Non-emergency? Like what?
Like if you need to report a crime. You call 911 if there's a fire or if you have a medical emergency.
Yeah, or a crime, right?
A crime in progress, yes. But suppose you're not in any immediate danger. Suppose you are the victim of a crime, then you would report it to campus security by calling the non-emergency number.
Like if someone stole your history paper?
Very funny. No, but if someone stole your CD player, you could report that.
I wouldn't go to the regular police for something like that?
For a CD player, no. That's something you'd report to the campus police.
I've been really lucky. I haven't had any emergencies or crimes in the past 2 years.
Except for that stolen history paper.
Number 1. What are the people mainly discussing? Number 2. What are the main things they can do? Number 3. Why is there a fine for using the blue light phones in non-emergency situations? Number 4. Listen to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
A crime in progress, yes. But suppose you're not in any immediate danger. Suppose you are the victim of a crime, then you would report it to campus security by calling the non-emergency number.
Like if someone stole your history paper?
What can be inferred about the woman?